this week we have a very special little guest who has a big surprise for you. So please check out the description to this episode so that you can enter the giveaway for a Tony's box that she and her dad and Tony's have provided for you. There are directions on how to enter to win, and we look forward to announcing you as the winner. Now enjoy this episode with our youngest, cutest guest that we've had so far.
Is your family a success?
Is there even a measure for family success?
We think there is. And with a 20-year track record of success, we're going to show you how to bless your family with success in your health, relationships, and finances. I'm Steve Keene.
And I'm Katie Keene. And along with some awesome guests, we are going to give you our secrets to family success. Welcome to Family Success Secrets. Good morning. We are so excited today to have Drew and Audrey Vernon, the hosts of the Childhood Podcast, with us here today. We are just so delighted, Audrey, that you decided you would come and talk to us on our podcast because we love your podcast that you do with your dad.
Pretty cool that a kid would give up a Saturday morning to get on a podcast with some people. I like that.
That's right. We're so happy to be here. Audrey, can you say hello?
Hello.
Well, good morning, Audrey. What's that you have there in your hands? Is that a friend?
Can you tell them what you've got?
It's Uni the Unicorn, and I love unicorns.
Can you describe it for us?
So it has sparkly feet.
Oh, those are sparkly.
And what about on the top of his head?
And that's the horn.
Ah, I see, yes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And the hair, some its Eamon's legs, and the white fur.
Nice.
Twinkly eyes.
Can you tell them how happy you are to be here this morning?
I'm happy to be here.
Looks like you are.
We're happy to have you here. So, you have a podcast that has a lot of episodes. We were looking and we saw that you had around 57 or more episodes, which is really impressive because how old are you?
Six.
That's what I thought. That's and really how, great.
How old were you when we started?
I was four.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you've been doing this a while, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell them, how we started the podcast and why?
So since COVID started, school shut it off. So we decided to do a tea party. And then I asked Drew, can we do a podcast?
And so we started recording because why was I home so much? Do you know why I was home so much?
Because there was COVID and you couldn't go to work.
Yeah. And so I was working from home. And so we just started recording, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did we call it at first?
I don't know.
We didn't call it anything because we didn't know what it was going to be, right?
Yeah.
What did it turn into?
A childhood podcast.
That's right. And why is it called Childhood?
Because it's about childhood and you told me when you were a child, yes. Your brothers were mean to you.
Yeah, that's one of the classic stories, right? But you share your childhood with me and I share my childhood with you, right? That's kind of the goal of the podcast.
Yes.
That's cool. So, Audrey, what sort of things do you like to do besides podcasting?
I like to, go to the park and play.
Sure.
It's fun going exercising.
You want to tell them about what we did at the park? You want to tell them about Smelly? Tell them about Smelly.
Okay. Did you see Smelly Flea? Well,
they don't know what Smelly is, so you're going to have to tell them Smelly. You got to start with Smelly One. Can you tell them what Smelly One is?
Smelly One is about my sister, and she's at the library, and she is smelly, and there's a guru who's my brother, and he drinks a lot of water, but she still is smelly. So she goes to find a guru in a book, but there is no guru. And then she goes to the park and tries to find a guru.
And does she find him?
Yes.
Okay. That's a great description of the plot of Smelly. it might be helpful to give some context that Smelly is a movie, right? It's a like a 4-minute movie that we did with Jenna first.
Yeah, you should watch one.
Yeah, and then what did we film for Smelly 2? Who is Smelly in Smelly 2?
Smelly 2 was my brother.
Yeah.
And he was like 7 when that happened.
Uh-huh.
And at the first part, he fell down and said, "I'm so smelly." So he said to, like, my sister, "I need to take a bath." But then she got, like, noodles out and put it in the bathtub, not for reals. She just dumped it in, so he was still smelly.
Yeah, she dumped chicken broth into the bathtub to make him smelly, right?
Yeah.
So that was Smelly 2. We did that one, like, 2 or 3 years after Smelly 1, right?
I was the guru.
Yeah, in Smelly 2, you were the guru. And then Smelly 3, we just filmed, right?
Yes.
So this has been, like, a 7-year project that now the trilogy is complete. Who was the character in Smelly 3?
Me.
And where did we film Smelly 3?
At the park.
Yeah, so that's what we did at the park. And can you describe the plot of Smelly 3?
So, guess what? Instead of being a guru there wasn't a guru.
What was there?
There was, I don't know the name of it.
I think it was a mystic, right?
Yeah, it's a mystic.
And you were looking for
a guru.
Yeah, to not be so smelly.
Yeah.
So all of the smellies are kind of the same with just a little twist, right? Mm-hmm. But everybody wanted to have a chance to be the smelly.
And we're still working on our way being Smelly 4 and Smelly 5.
Yeah, we haven't thought that far. Usually this is a Saturday weekend project once every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Maybe you could get your parents to be the smellies and
yeah,
and 4 or 5. Yeah. Give them a chance.
And I want you to be Smelly 4.
You want me to be smelly? So we do these kind of things just to be creative, right? And to do fun things on Saturdays. And then we put them up on YouTube. And mostly it's just for our family, right? But now we've told the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have a lot of people who want to see the Smelly Saga.
If you noticed that if Jenna was the person who was smelly first, then August had to be it. Because he's the guru. And if August had to be it, then I had to be it. And if I had to be it, August had to be it again, because he was this.
That's right. This will all make more sense if you watch Smelly, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Look, sounds like everyone gets to take a turn, being the smelly or the guru.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool.
All right. Should we see if they have any other questions for us?
Yeah.
I do. I have one question for you, Andre. In our podcast, we like to talk about families. That's what our podcast is all about. So would you like to tell us one of your favorite memories of your family? What is a fun memory for your family?
When we went swimming with each other.
When was that?
Well, it was yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very recent memory, right? Do you want to tell them a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we went swimming with our grandpa and grandma, his dad and mom.
Yeah, we went down to their pool, their neighborhood pool, right?
Yes.
And what was your favorite part about swimming?
My favorite part is about swimming and is going in the hot tub.
Oh, what about the pool noodles?
I had to use those to go in the deep end.
That's right. So that was a family activity, right? Do you know why we were swimming last night?
No.
Well, where's Mom?
She's in a different place.
Yeah, Mom went on a trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing Mr. Mom this weekend, right?
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts about that at all?
No.
Okay, well, maybe we'll let them ask you any other questions. But that's a great memory. Thank you for sharing.
I do have a question. When I was little and my mom would go away, my dad would make us hamburgers to eat because he knew how to cook hamburgers. So we ate a lot of those when my mom was gone. Is there anything your dad does that's different than when your mom is home?
Well, my dad is my mom.
This weekend, right?
Yes.
That's pretty funny. So what do I usually do on Saturday mornings?
So I usually like a plate and then you feed me breakfast.
Yeah. What did I cook this morning?
You cooked turkey bacon and pancakes.
Turkey bacon and pancakes? Mm. Yeah. So how's that different from when mom is around?
Well, mom doesn't know how to make turkey bacon.
Well, it's pretty easy. You just put the turkey bacon on the pan and heat it up.
Yeah. But she doesn't know where turkey bacon is.
Well, maybe you could give her a hand next time, since you know how to do it. It sounds easy enough. I bet you could.
That's actually probably a good story, because Audrey is our best helper in the kitchen, right? What do you like to do whenever you see mom or dad cooking something? What's the first thing that you do?
I start helping you cook.
Yeah, so what's the first thing that you do, though? It has something to do with a chair.
Yeah, I scoot in a chair so that I can see better, and then I start helping.
Yeah, you drag a chair all the way over from the table, right in front of the stove.
Yes.
So you can stand up and reach everything, and you like to help stir and put in ingredients, right?
Yeah. When Dad was doing the pancakes, I stirred the mixture together.
Nice.
Maybe you could ask them about their family and what they like to do as a family.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Okay. Can you ask them?
What's your family like?
Well, we have a pretty good-sized family. There's Katie and I are the parents, and we have five kids. We have four boys, and we have one girl in our family. And our youngest kid is 7, and our oldest kid is 18. So there's a big range between those. And we like camping, and we like to do campfires and fun stuff like that. We enjoy those sorts of activities. And sometimes we would go down to a swimming pool that our neighbor has, but nobody threw noodles in there in that pool, or chicken broth.
That would have been fun, though.
What do you think about that?
Why is your youngest 7 and I'm 6?
Well, it's just how the math works out, because he was born 7 years ago, but you were only born 6 years ago. So there's 1 year difference.
So his birthday is February 27?
No, his birthday is in August. So he's got a little ways to go, and then he'll be 8. And he's in a big hurry to be 8. Every year, he can't wait for his next birthday. But I tell him, don't be in any rush, right? Because it's fun to be a kid. I mean, I imagine you enjoy being a kid, right?
He just wants to be in college.
Maybe, or he wants to be able to stay up later and watch movies that he's too young for right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is.
Do you like being a kid, Audrey?
Yeah.
Maybe we could ask them why they started their podcast, because I think that might be an interesting story. Should you ask them that?
I was going to say that.
Okay. Why don't you ask them?
When did you start your podcast?
Well, we started our podcast a year and 3 months ago, about a year and 3 months ago. And we wanted to have a podcast that helps families by introducing really smart guests like yourselves who could give families good ideas for how to make their good families even better. Fun things they can do, smart things that they can do, things that help them to save money or to save time or to organize their home
or to
learn how to do school from home, all kinds of different stuff. And so that's what we do. But when we were talking with your dad, he said that he had a podcast with you. And we thought, you know what? We've never had a kid on our podcast. You would be the first. And since you are so good at podcasting, I have to say, this has turned out to be a great idea.
Yep.
You are very good at telling stories.
You are.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, since I had a lot of stories, they have all run out of my head, so I don't have any more.
That's okay.
Well, how do you come up with a good story? Maybe if you just had a new idea, your mind would fill up with new ones.
I think they're too childish.
So this is going to be our test to see if I'm doing my job right. Can you tell us the elements of a good story? What does every good story have?
Well, a hero and the stopping and the villain and treasure.
Yeah, so a hero, right? That has something in their way. What's that called?
A villain.
Well, a villain is like if there's a person or an animal or a character that could be part of the thing in your way. But do you know what it's called when something gets in your way? Mm-mm. It starts with an O. Obstacle.
Obstacle.
Right. So a hero overcomes an obstacle to get to what?
To get to treasure.
To treasure. And does it always have to be a real treasure?
No.
It can just be like the thing that they were after, right?
Yeah, I think I have a story.
All right. Why don't you tell your story?
I'd love to hear it. I bet our audience would love to hear it.
There was an orange who was named Joe. And then he saw a banana and there was a ton of them. And he had to find a place to work, but they were blocking his way. And then he used his orange slaps to slide them away and make an entrance. And then he ran like fast as he could so that the bananas couldn't get him. And then he found a treasure box. And then there were butterflies in it.
Is that it?
Yes.
There's usually always either a butterfly or a caterpillar in most of your stories, right?
Yes, I love butterflies.
Or a unicorn. So I wanted to ask if it's okay. I wanted to ask you if you had any ideas, because they said that the purpose of their podcast is to talk about ideas for families and things that families can do to get closer together and to learn and have fun and grow. Do you have any ideas or anything else that we do that you can think of that might help our listeners?
You can like make another podcast for your kids and they can do it by themselves, that they can make their own for other people.
Yeah. So that's getting a little meta, right? So if you podcast together, then that's an activity. And while you podcast, you can talk about your other activities, right? Do you want to tell them what we do sometimes with stuffed animals?
Well, we say they're like our guests.
Yeah. So we do what we call improv, right?
Yes.
What's improv?
I don't know.
It's when you make up a story, like right on the spot, which is kind of what you did with the apples and the oranges. But sometimes we do it with the stuffed animals, right? And we give them names, and then what do we do from there?
And then we just, I don't know.
You're running out of ideas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what else they want to talk about, okay?
Okay.
I love your idea of doing podcasting for kids. I think that's such a good idea. Helps kids share their stories and share their ideas and encourage other people. I know your stories and your podcast are really encouraging to people and they're fun and they give people joy. So it's a really, really awesome idea.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. Can I ask you just one more question?
Yes.
Okay, great. If you could give just one piece of advice to parents who are listening to our podcast, what would you tell them? Anything in the world, what would you tell them?
You're an awesome podcaster.
So what would you tell the parents? So the parents who are listening to this, they're trying to get ideas. So sometimes it's hard for parents to know what it's like to be a kid. You know why? Because we get busy and we forget, and sometimes we're doing adult things. So if you had one chance to tell an adult what it's like to be a kid or what they should remember about kids, what should we remember about childhood and being a kid?
Well, you don't have to do a job, and sometimes you're old enough to stay at home by yourself, and it's fun to like be a kid.
Yeah. Maybe I could give, can I give a piece of advice? Is that okay?
Yes.
So sometimes I believe parents forget what it's like to be a kid. And sometimes you just have to spend the time together and you try to have to see the world through your child's eyes, right? And so even if you, you know, can't articulate things as well as an adult, because you're six, I try to think for you and I try to use a six-year-old brain to think about what you need and what you want and what makes you happy, because it's too easy for me sometimes to only think about what I want. If I'm so tired from work and I never think about you, then you're going to grow up without, you know, the possibility of having, you know, your parents like thinking about you and watching out for you. So I try really hard to think about what would a six-year-old brain think and a six-year-old heart think and feel, and how do I help that learn and grow? So that's why we do our podcasts, right? And that's probably why, you know, Steve and Katie do their podcast too, because they care about childhood and they care about families and they want families to grow closer together. That's my advice. Do you have anything else to add to that, Audrey?
No.
Thank you both for those wonderful pieces of advice. I know that's going to touch a lot of people's hearts.
Well, thank you so much for having us. I think this is Audrey's first time being interviewed by somebody besides me, right?
Yes.
So you did great. And I think the more practice you get, the more natural this becomes, right?
Yes.
Practice makes perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, can you thank Steve and Katie?
Thank you.
Thank you, Audrey, for being our guest today. You did a lovely job.
Thank you.
And so did you, Drew.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's nice to see you both again. And, I just really appreciate the work that you're doing and the whole community that I come in contact with. So, you know, this is starting to bleed into my personal life because, as you know, I work in early childhood development. And so that's kind of my day job with Tony's. But, you know, childhood is kind of my passion project. And so it's hard to draw that line sometimes between what I do for work mm-hmm. and what I'm trying to do as a parent, but it's great to know people like you yourselves.
Oh, what a lovely project to have. So blur those lines, yeah. Have a good time with it on both sides.
Yeah. For sure.
Thank you both for being here today.
All right. It's our pleasure. Thanks again.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this week's most adorable guest that our show has had yet. Don't forget, she is giving away a Tony's Box, which is an imaginative story time experience just for children. So please check out the description in these show notes and go ahead and enter the giveaway. And hopefully we can announce you as our winner.
Thanks for listening and spending time with us today. If you know anyone who could benefit from this podcast, we would be honored if you would share it. Please rate, review, subscribe, and download.
Head over to podcast.familysuccesssecrets.com to have a top-rated family success secret sent straight to your inbox. We look forward to spending time with you again next week during our next episode. See you then.
Bye, everyone.